Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Recorded live.
We used to dance all night. We were living a dream. For I knew one thing about you. My heart, well, I found you. Still keep you up for a damn thing. So many reasons why we must sing. Remember the good times when you thought you'd known your way. Remember the good times, all through the night, all through the day. When you feel all alone, just take a trip through your mind. When you're gonna like what you find. Remember the good times. Remember the good times. When you're all along your way. Remember the good times. All
the radio show, determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror in their faces, he kicks them in the balls. This is the Crotch Shots Radio Show.
Hey, what's up? We're trying this again. Hopefully, we get the damn technical issues started there. I'm just doing the old-fashioned way, switching wave out mix and to play the music. We got Paul LaPlaca listening in. He apparently doesn't like Jay Randy in his song Remember the Good Times. It's making me gay, he says. Oh well. But today I'm just gonna do a quick 30-minute show today because of the technical issues. So I'm just gonna be playing some music, so I'm gonna shut up. This is Section 8 Cartel with their song Schizoid on the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yeah.
workers. Everyone will hurt the most. Everyone will suffer now. We are 6 feet underground. Now, what?
Take away all the pain.
Shoot up
the love in your veins.
Can you kill me now?
Can we work things out?
Will I be left to know?
Everyone will feel my turn. Everyone will hurt the most. Everyone will suffer now. We are 6 feet underground. Now, one left. What I will ever do.
That was Section 8 Cartel with their song Schizoid on the Crotch Out Radio Show. I think I finally got the mic volume good finally, for the love of God. Oy. God. I'm really having a fucking time with this shit, man. Fuck it. I'm just gonna do this, use this to fucking do some testing. Oh well, this is gonna be a test show, I guess. Ever. All right, I'm going to play this song. It's probably going to sound a little Jonas Brothers for Paul right now. It's this group is called Five Cases of a Tragedy. The song's called Through the Unseen. These kids are from Washington Heights, so yeah. I give up. Show's over. Fuck it. Yeah, trying to unmute him now and... There we go.
Hey! What's up, dude?
Hey, I don't know, man. Everything is fucking up.
You need an engineer for you. That's what you need. I try to leave Dave. What's going on with the V-Motion, dude?
I don't know.
We'll have to work it out off the air one time.
I'm gonna have to freaking twig with it. Yeah, anyways, fuck it. I got places I need to be tonight. Tonight is not a good night for me to have done this show. I should have just fucking...
Your audio is coming in good, though, by the way, tonight with your voice.
It is?
Yeah. I mean, at least on my end.
All right. I mean, I don't know what the hell is going on now because this fucking thing is pissing me off.
Hey, there's Nate, man. He listens on my show a lot, and he's in your room.
Hey
Nate, I got to tell him, email Debbie Lewis, or Debbie at Bridgestone Media Group. Did you do that? Yeah. You know, he won a DVD on my show the other night.
Alrighty.
So what are you doing tonight, dude?
I don't know, man. I'm just now I can freaking hear myself, but I don't know if anybody else can freaking hear me.
Well, Nate, can you hear us?
Because Paul is like gone again. I don't know what the hell is going on. I think I'm gonna.
It sounds
have to
good
end
on my end, but no. Nate needs to email Debbie at BridgestoneMediaGroup.com. Debbie@BridgestoneMediaGroup.com.
Yeah,
and
man, this is just really pissing me off. I freaking try. Yo, man, I ain't gonna make it big with this bullshit, you know?
Well, got news for you. No one's going to make it big in the movement anyway unless one of us wins a freaking lawsuit against a fucking, like, some, let the police rape us one night or something, you know, and, you know what I mean, Louis? But, you know, I mean, seriously, think about it, man.
I need to get laid, man. This is, you know, forget beer. I just need some pussy.
You just want to get laid, man, right?
Tell you the truth, that's all I really want right now.
That's all you want in LA?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
if I could just get, like, 5 12-year-olds, no, I'm just kidding.
No, don't joke. Don't say someone's going to use that against. Look, man, I'm doing a show on the Catholic Church about that, you know.
What? Oh, females.
Well, listen, here's the thing, though. RTR Radio, since we left that, and we're going to get our own thing going.
Yeah.
Our own network, that's going to be good because we already tell them, hey, look, man, here's the thing. Only a couple things for the shows we want. One, you may disagree with the way different shows run and operate, but everybody's going to be in agreement and unity that the freedom applies to all. That doesn't mean that, which means that we all may not believe religiously the same, but we do believe that free speech applies to everybody, even though people that we don't agree with religiously or necessarily politically, but they have to agree on the Constitution and American sovereignty and accountability of our government to the people. And
all right, so you can have the jerk-off show with Louis B., and, I could talk about, you know, this is how you probably butt-rape somebody.
No, we're not. It's not going to be that.
Yeah, I believe in freedom.
You know, the bottom line is, you know, We got to stand for freedom, man. All these people running their mouths out there. There's too many people out there running their mouths, and they're not too much talk and not enough walk out there, you know?
Sure.
Hey, look, man, you're picking up you're probably picking up streamers. You got Maggie's in here now, and you got guest twos in here, Louie. And
yeah, hey, people, how you doing? You listen to the Crotch Out Radio Show, Trainwreck Show.
Trainwreck.
Started all fucked up, man.
You need me to play you some music, Louis.
I need to damn, hold on. Let me try to play some music here. Let's see if this works. If the voice is going good. Alright. I'm gonna play this song is called Where Did We Go? Damn, no, not that. Play some punk rock, you know. This is Army of Slaves by this group called Pui. On the Crowd Shout Radio Show.
I'm sorry.
With their song Army of Slaves. Check them out. P-U-A. Damn, what the, how the fuck you spell Pui? How the fuck do they spell that shit? It's not P-W. Let's say P-W. Fuck it, just go to my website, crotchshotradioshow.com. Under unsigned artists, under kick-ass artists, you'll find them, and just check them out. Just click the link. It's all fantastic. Off the top of my head, I can't fucking remember shit. For the love of God, I think I'm stressing out right now. About to fucking start fucking chaining niggas to the back of my fucking truck. Yeah, I got a MySpace. MySpace.com/CrotchShotRadio. Shit. Yeah, fuck it. I'm going to play this next group. They're called My Beloved Tragedy. From what? And for, Jim was just trying to talk. Yeah, this is I'm playing My Beloved Tragedy from their album Say Goodbye off. You know, you could get it off of iTunes. This group, this song is called When Will It Die?
Take me back to the New Year's holiday. My eyes got hurt, my body faded away. My words deserted me, they left me out in the cold. The city broke up, the tune of love I was sold. And then we counted down into the end of the night, into the New Year.
Oh,
shot, I knew it was right. And then the next day, she laid it still by my side.
I put her hair back
so I can take a nose eye. Every day I try to force you to love. Gonna kill me to let her go.
Let her go.
Let her go. My mind's just and selfishness. I want you to know this is the only love I know.
Go!
Up and forward. The night before, she needed something more, but now I wanted her. I wanted her here to stay.
But she had not a word, and she had nothing to say.
Me tomorrow, I'm telling you my life is fading away, and what is left is this cold sorrow that I will take with me to my grave. Every day I dread for funeral. It's gonna kill me to let her know.
Let her go.
By my attention and selfishness, I want you to know that she's the only love I know.
But if these walls of these bloody stairs, how will life remain?
Yeah.
If I really
you
want
you
my
me.
condescension and selfishness. I want you to know that she's the only love I know. Every day I just go through, oh, it's gonna kill me to let her go.
Let her go.
By my condescension and selfishness, I want you to know that she's the only love I know. I'm in love.
Yeah, me.
Our country is on the brink of destruction. Our civil liberties, our rights, are just about gone. Our only hope now is to rise up with a fury so strong and take back what's rightfully ours. Get the news and information you'll need to survive and effectively fight the New World Order. Listen live to Freedom Fighter Radio.
Little is known of Adolf Hitler's life before becoming Führer. Did you know Hitler started as Berlin's best stand-up comedian? Now you could take these recordings home and enjoy them for you and yours. Now, straight from the factory, Hitler's stand-up routines. Hitler's stand-up is getting rave reviews, so get your copies today.
Holy shit!
Yeah, man, I'd like to thank everyone for coming, listening to the show, Freedom Fighter Radio. Jim, thanks for constantly supporting the show. Maggie, I'd like to thank you for coming in. Nate, thank you. Paul, who seems to be her name or his name is Ducky. Thank you for listening to the show. Sorry, we had such a colossal fuck-ups today, technical issues.
Well, shit, really. Hey, you're doing good. You're doing good. I just want to encourage you. That's all, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you know, before you go, though, at 9, it's not going to be my normal show, but what I'm doing is I'm going to be playing the audio called Sex, Crimes, and the Vatican.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, the fact that it has become such a part of our pop culture that it's become a joke, you know, the priest raping jokes, has to be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come they got
like freaking sluts, you know, not that I'm really complaining because I like sluts, but pimping out college textbooks for cheapbooks.com. They got these. Mm-hmm.
What G books? What do you mean G books?
Cheapbooks.com. I mean, they have. Yeah, I like sluts. Sluts are fantastic. Maggie's like, I like sluts. Laughing my ass off. I like sluts. Sex, Crimes in the Vatican. Is that a punk band, Jim?
Uh-huh.
Paul wants to know. Sex, Crimes in the Vatican. Paul wants to know if that's a sex. If that's a punk band.
No, that's the name of the show. But you know what? That could be a punk band. That's a good
Yo,
idea.
Yo, we're Sex, Crimes in the Vatican.
You know what, Louis, if I was 47
with
years,
our hit song, Anal Rape.
I think I was... And my a Rat Singer and the Boys.
Rat Singer and the Boys.
Right.
With their hit song, Fucked Bloody. Papa, don't fuck me in the ass tonight. Papa, don't fuck me in the ass tonight.
Pope, no,
I'm already bloody. What?
The current pope, before he was pope for 20 years, was the one that was in charge of, was the one guy that was in charge of whether this information was suppressed or not. So I'm just saying, Rat Singer.
Wasn't he Hitler Youth too?
Yeah, he was in Hitler Youth Squad.
Oh well.
Hitler Youth Squad. Can you say Z Kyle, you Nazi son of a bitch?
Yep. Oh well. I hate the Muslims. I hate, you know, I seriously hate the Jews.
You hate the Jews or you hate the Zionists?
He hates the Jews. I'm trying to do Ratzinger. I can't do a German accent.
Oh, he can't hate Jews. He should only hate Zionists. You know why that is?
Why?
Tell him why, Louis.
I don't know. I got no problem with Zionists.
No. The Zionists. You don't have a problem with Zionists?
Nah, man, you know, they keep it real, you know?
I know. You know what?
Yeah. Anyways, I got to end the show now because I got to fucking hurry up and get my ass to Webster Hall.
Is it a big hall? Is it like a Coliseum or what?
No, it's not a big hall. It's like, you know, it's like a little club, but they're having a concert there, and I need to get my, you know, I'm probably going to get a blowjob again today, so.
Oh, okay. Good for you, man.
Yes. From your sister. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't have a sister, but if I did,
you
I'd,
don't?
Yeah, if I did, I'd hook you up.
All right. You would?
Yeah. So now with that
being... No, knowing you, it would just be you in a dress.
Well, yeah. Well, that means you can hook me up with your cousin now, right?
I'm like, damn, man. You know, what the hell is that? Yo, Jimmy?
You can hook me up now with your cousin, right, bro?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Everybody wants to fuck my cousin, man. That ain't cool. What?
Do the job?
Well?
No one's got to do the job, Louis.
No, what? Jesus Christ.
No, he I'm not him. It's Jim, not Jesus.
Oh, no.
It's Jim. I know they both have a J in it, Louis.
Yeah, I think my cousin would freaking kick your ass.
Jesus and Jim start with the same letter, but no, I'm not.
You know, my cousin only dates people with jobs.
I got a job.
Jerking off is not a job.
No, I rent properties out, Louis. That's how I make it. Maybe not much, but hey, I rent property. I own some properties and I rent them out.
Oh, you're a landlord.
Yeah.
Figgis, Jew, landlord. All right, I'm surprised.
Well, man, I own a couple of houses and I rent them out.
Oh, all right. No blacks. I do not rent to the blacks. Jew landlord.
Remember Eddie Murphy on Silent Night? I'm going to kill the landlord. Remember he used to have all those skits when the landlord would come banging on his wall door?
Oh man, that's funny as hell.
Remember that? He was always
trying, I need the rent.
Yeah,
I need the rent. Oh, it's that damn freaking kite killer, Christ killer, coming to collect the rent.
And he would always try to sneak out the window. Oh, that must be the landlord.
Here's your 30 pieces of silver, you son of a bitch. No. Hello. Is anybody... Hi, it's me, Jim, from Freedom Fighter Radio. It's time for me to connect... Oh, shit. It's been a month already. Let's wrap the house in pork. It'll keep them away. You stupid guest four. You can suck on my left nut. All three of them on the same side.
I don't see guest four.
I don't know. Guess.
They don't have the balls to call in. That's what gets me, man. These people, they like to hide, man. They don't have the balls to call in, let alone meet us in person.
No. Never.
No. It's always easy to hide behind a keyboard,
yeah. Yeah, it is. It really is. It's like, oh, you know, you can talk all the crap you want.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Okay, they can't even get on the phone and talk. They're afraid
Meet me at this corner. No, why are you playing around? Why am I playing around? You said you wanted
corner?
To shoot me in the face.
Yeah, you know, they don't like it. Hey, we'll meet them.
Alrighty. I really gotta end the fucking show. I really gotta head out.
Louis, before you go, mute all your chat in the room, okay? You know why?
Why?
Check, because if you leave the room and you leave it open, anybody who's staying in the room like 4 or 2 or whatever means that they have total control and they can keep typing text chats in the room. So mute everybody. Mute the text, mute the phone, everybody. Mute me. Mute. I'm just saying. Otherwise, they can continue to use your room as a chat room. To put more
Maggie, don't worry. I'm doing another show tomorrow at 7. It's going to be pure talk, so I'm not going to be worrying about too much music. It's just going to be me me talking, and hopefully, Jim, we're going to be talking about, you know, do we still need militias? Are militias still necessary? Same bat time, same bat schedule. And I'll hopefully get a jerk in before I do the show so that way I'm more relaxed.
Or we'll be back.
Or, you know, hopefully I'll be in some girl's mouth.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
So.
Join or die, right? Yep.
And guess Paul. I mean, guess four? I'm reading the chat. Guess four? Yeah, you best stay shut, bitch. I'll slap you down. So, this is Louis B. saying fuck your mamas.
Well, no, I'm a good... All right, go on.
Bye-bye.